There's an ancient African proverb that captures a fundamental truth about ministry. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. In our connected world, this wisdom rings truer than ever. The most effective ministries aren't built by lone visionaries working in isolation. They're cultivated by leaders who understand the multiplication effect of partnership. The problem with going solo. Many church leaders find themselves stretched thin, wearing multiple hats and managing countless responsibilities. Technology implementation, community outreach, volunteer coordination, discipleship programs, the list goes on. It's exhausting, and more importantly, it's unsustainable. But there's a deeper issue. When we try to do everything ourselves, we rob others of the opportunity to use their gifts, contribute their talents, and experience the joy of meaningful service. # the biblical model of partnership. Scripture consistently shows us a pattern of shared ministry. Moses had Aaron and Hur. Jesus sent out his disciples in pairs. Paul partnered with Barnabas, Timothy, Silas, and countless others. The early church thrived because the believers were together and had everything in common, Acts 2:44. Partnership isn't just practical, it's theological. The body of Christ functions best when every member contributes their unique gifts and calling. What true partnership looks like. Effective partnership in ministry goes beyond simply delegating tasks. It involves shared vision. When partners align around a common purpose, their combined impact far exceeds what any individual could achieve alone. Mutual investment. Each person brings their unique strengths, experiences, and perspectives to advance the mission. Multiplication of impact. One person mentoring another who mentors another creates exponential reach into communities you could never touch on your own. Resource stewardship. Partnerships allow churches to accomplish more while spending less, redirecting precious resources directly toward ministry priorities. From local to global. The most powerful partnerships bridge geographical boundaries. When a church leader in one country shares what they've learned with a pastor halfway around the world, the gospel advances in ways that transcend cultural and economic barriers. This kind of global connection is increasingly accessible. Technology has made it possible for churches in different nations to support one another, share resources, and multiply their effectiveness across continents. A practical example, the Church App's Ambassador Program. This principle of multiplication through partnership is exactly what inspired the Church App's Ambassador Program, a growing network of church leaders who are helping congregations worldwide adopt free, open-source ministry technology. Ambassadors aren't paid staff or professional consultants. They're everyday church leaders who've discovered something valuable and want to share it with others. Through organizing meetups, providing hands-on guidance, and building local communities of practice, they're multiplying the impact of ministry technology far beyond what any single organization could achieve. The results speak for themselves. Churches that might have struggled alone with technology adoption now have local guides who understand their context. Resources that would have been spent on expensive software are freed up for direct ministry. And perhaps most importantly, a community of practitioners is emerging, people learning from each other and growing together. With ambassadors already serving churches in countries like Cameroon and South Korea, this volunteer-driven model demonstrates how partnership can scale ministry impact globally while remaining deeply rooted in local contexts. Learn more about the Ambassador Program at churchapps.org/ambassadors/churchapps.org #practical steps toward greater partnership. Whether or not you're interested in technology ministry, the principle of partnership can transform how you approach your calling. 1. Identify your multiplication opportunities. What do you know that others could benefit from? What have you learned that shouldn't stay locked in your experience? 2. Look for natural connectors. Who in your community naturally brings people together? Who has influence in circles you don't reach? 3. Create low barrier entry points. Make it easy for others to get involved. Not everyone can commit full time, but many can contribute meaningfully with flexible, manageable commitments. 4. Think globally. Yes, that's a real word. Act locally with global awareness. Your small investment in someone nearby might ripple across the world. Celebrate small wins. Partnership gains momentum when people see real impact. Share stories of what's working and who's making a difference. The real measure of success. Here's what's remarkable about the partnership model. Success isn't measured by how much you personally accomplish, but by how much gets accomplished through the network you help build. When you empower 10 people who each empower 10 others, you've catalyzed impact that will continue long after you've moved on to other things. That's the multiplication effect. That's the power of going together. Your next step. The church you serve right now has untapped potential sitting in your pews, people with skills, passion, and calling who are waiting for someone to invite them into meaningful partnership. What if you spent this week identifying one person you could invite into a specific opportunity to multiply ministry impact? Not to help you get your work done, but to join you in advancing something bigger than either of you could accomplish alone. That's where transformation begins. Not with perfect plans or unlimited resources, but with one leader saying to another, "Let's do this together." The most effective ministries aren't built by lone visionaries working in isolation. They're cultivated by leaders who understand the multiplication effect of partnership. About Church Apps. Church Apps provides free, open-source ministry software to churches worldwide. Our tools for church management, giving, lessons, and more are used by congregations in over 100 countries. The Church Apps Ambassador Program connects church leaders globally who are passionate about helping their communities adopt powerful ministry technology. Learn more at hchurchapps.org/ambassadors.